break it down, down like this.
Yo, welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman. This is episode number 039. I hope you're ready to get out there and smash this workout. It's a goodie. It's got some fast stuff at the start, some steady stuff in the middle, and then we finish fast again. The workout is this: 3 times 30 seconds strides. So fast, short bursts of fast controlled running with plenty of rest afterwards. About 90 seconds recovery jog after each of those 30 seconds. So 3 times 30 seconds strides to start. Then we do 2 times 10 minutes at your lactate threshold. So kind of what you can hold for an hour. So it's steady. 2 times 10 minutes with a 2-minute jog in between those two blocks. And then we finish off with another 3 times 30 seconds stride. So we start fast, we go steady for 2 times 10 minutes, then we finish with a fast block at the end. Now, before I dive into why exactly we're doing this workout, I want to give you a heads up what we're going to talk about at the end of the show, because I think it's a really good thought experiment, kind of experience to do for a day. So it is the Eliud Kipchoge for a day challenge. So basically, for a 24-hour period, imagine that you are the world marathon record holder, 201 marathoner, Olympic gold medalist. What would you do in a 24-hour period to improve your running if you were Eliud Kipchoge? And of course, you've got to readjust all the paces and the mileage and the type of work that you'd be doing. But think of it in a holistic sense. What does it mean to your nutrition, your sleep, your recovery, the way that you view yourself as a runner? So it's going to be a really cool thing to dive into. So that at the end of the show. Before we get to that, let's dive into why we're doing this workout. So again, it's 3 times 30 seconds strides. Now, strides are short bursts of fast, controlled running. They're not sprints. If you're more of an experienced runner and you do a lot of fast stuff, it will get close to your sprint zone. But ultimately, it's supposed to be that you're in control of every movement. It's not so panicky like you're being chased by a tiger. You're actually in control of everything. You're not totally out of breath. You're really able to move and manipulate your body in the way that you want it. So that's a big thing that we're going to focus on with those 3 times 30 second strides at the start and the 3 times 30 second strides at the end, is actually starting right and ending right. And then in the middle, we're going to focus on getting some good work done. So that's sort of the why. There's starting right, running with good technique. There's finishing right, applying that good technique when you're tired, and then just getting through some good old quality work and grind in that middle period. And hopefully what we want to do is set in place with those 3 times 30 seconds, set in place some good technique stuff, some good, like we talked about last week, like staying relaxed and finding that rhythm. Get that sorted at the start of the workout so we can lock it in for those 2 times 10 minute blocks and really feel fully in control of your body, even when you're getting tired. And then when you are tired, you've got that fatigue in your legs, you're feeling like, whoa, that was a heavy workout. Can you still bring it back? Can you finish the workout strong? And when you finish a workout right, you internalize those movement patterns. You internalize that the neuromuscular aspects of what we're trying to do. Because ultimately, you want to finish each workout on that right note, so you can pick up where you left off next time and you can progress from workout to workout, improving that technique, improving your relationship mind body and your relationship with your running, so that ultimately you come out the end of each week a better, faster, better technique, more resilient to injury. All that good stuff is set in place, workout on top of workout. You're not just getting tired as the end result of your workout. We're constructing you, like I said before, to imagine yourself as Eliud Kipchoge. We're trying to build something that maximizes your potential, just doesn't just make you tired.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now, a little bit about the how-to for this workout. So the 3 times 30 seconds at the start and end, how fast should they be? Now, I mentioned before, if you are an experienced runner, they may get up into that that kind of sprint zone, but it won't feel like you're maxed out. It's just that sub-maximal pace where you're fully in control. Now, if you're more of a beginner runner, maybe it's going to feel more like 5K pace and just be a step up above, you know, a couple of notches above a jog, and then you bring it down a couple of a notch or two for the steady state 2x10 minutes. But ultimately, we want that feeling of being really in control so you can focus on good technique. Now, I also want to just put in a little note around terrain. The terrain that we want for the 3x30 seconds is ideally pretty flat and stable underfoot. We've been talking about this the last few weeks. You want to be running fast and you want to be able to think about what your body's doing, not really have to worry about, oh, are there roots there? Like, especially for us in the Southern Hemisphere right now, it gets dark pretty early at night. It's dark in the mornings when I'm running with a light on at the moment. So definitely make sure you're running somewhere nice and stable. Now, that 2x10 minutes, you might go out and find some interesting terrain. It's up to you whether you want to put a GPS and track and look into those splits, see how you're going. Maybe that's something you might want to introduce at this stage. For me, I'm going to do this workout out on the trails and not worry about my exact pace. I'm going to just go by effort. The other thing that I really want you to think about, particularly as we do these 3x30 seconds, start and end of the workout, is really this technique aspect of what are your knees doing. Now, we talked last week about shoulders, rolling the shoulders back and down, and how you can relax your hands and make sure your hands are nice and relaxed. Now, your knees, this is an interesting element, because if we think about the position of your knee, it really is dictated to by the movement at your hip joint. So if you bring your knee up nice and high, it means your hips flexed. If your knee's going really far back at the last stage of the contact on the ground of your foot, your hip will be quite extended. So you can see the magnitude and the power of the movement of your knee is really dictated by that movement of the hip. Now, the hip is primarily driven by two muscles. So your psoas brings your knee up and your glute max pulls your knee back down, moves into hip extension. So it goes glute max, psoas, glute max, psoas, glute, psoas, glute, psoas. And so ultimately, it kind of works like when you put the two together, left and right, it kind of operates like scissors. So as one's driving up, the other's driving down, and you get the scissor-like motion. Now, what I find is the more you focus on that upswing of the knee, bringing that knee up nice and high and quick and strong, it actually helps to drive the other knee down and power it into the ground and fire the glute max. So what I want you to think about as you do these 3x30 seconds is think about bringing that knee through nice and strong, really pulling it up quick as your toe leaves the ground at the end of your stride, drive that knee up in front of you, and then back down into the ground. And so it psoas turns on, brings the leg up through, brings the knee up nice and high, and then the glute max drives it back again. And you really get that leg cycle moving really quick and powerfully. So have a think about what those knees are doing and see if that helps to drive that power, and see if you can get those glutes and that psoas really switched on and cranking for you. So the thought for the week is this thought experiment of, what if you woke up and you were Eliud Kipchoge for a day? If you spent 24 hours in his shoes as the reigning Olympic champion, reigning marathon world record holder, he's run a sub 2-hour marathon, ridiculous talent. So what would you do if you're entrusted with his body and with his training, with his nutrition, with his managing stress levels, going to sleep at the right times? What would you do if you had that responsibility given to you of looking after the greatest male marathoner we have ever seen? Have a think about what that would mean for the way that you look at your day. And what does it mean in terms of, like, when do you go to bed? Do you stay up watching Netflix till way after your bedtime? Or do you go to bed at that correct time that you know you should? What about the first 30, 60 minutes of your day? How would that look if you were Eliud Kipchoge, world marathon record holder? What about your recovery? What sort of intentional recovery are you doing during that day to look after this body that's worth millions of dollars, this body that has done things that no other human body has done on the planet? How would you treat it? How would you look after it? How would you fuel it and feed it? And also, how would you train? Would you train in a way that just punishes your body because you ate too much at the last meal? Or would you train in a way that's wise and sensible and is appropriate for the stage of training that you're in and appropriate for the level of fitness that you're in at that moment and appropriate to the goals that you've got coming up? So you can see kind of where I'm getting at with this thought experiment. Actually just analyzing, like, are we actually doing as much as we could for our own bodies as, you know, you would expect from the best runner in the world? So I really want, and this is something that I often talk about, like, you have a chance as a runner. We all have a chance as a runner to be world class at what we do. So I'm world class at running in my body. Only I can run in my body, but I'm going to be world class in that. Now, that may not mean, you know, running 201 for a marathon. It might be running 301 or 401 or 501. But that is world class for my body, world class for what I am able to do, world class at my pace. So all of us can adopt ways of structuring our days, ways of structuring our training, ways of thinking, ways of running that are genuinely world class, and we can hopefully learn from the greats and apply what they do in their lives to the realities of our life. Like, yeah, most of us can't spend all day improving themselves as a runner. You know, it's a few hours in your week that you can do. But there's so many other things, from nutrition to recovery to sleep, all those other aspects that can really help you become all that you can be in your running. So there's the challenge. Choose a day this week where you're going to be Eliud Kipchoge for a day, where you're going to break everything down and say, is this the right choice for me if I was Eliud Kipchoge to do this during my day? Now, sure, you have to go to work, you have to put the kids to bed, deal with dirty nappies and all that stuff. But look at those other decisions in your day. What do I have for morning tea? Do I go for the donuts or do I have the apple? Or do I just sit there watching Netflix, or do I put Netflix on while I'm on the foam roller and do some stretches? So they're the sorts of things that we can tackle with this little thought experiment. All right, so the workout this week is 3 times 30 seconds strides. Nice, fast, but controlled. You're going to jog for about 90 seconds after each of those. Be fully recovered. And then we dive into the 2 times 10 minutes at your 1 hour pace, 1 hour race pace. So that sort of threshold, comfortably hard pace. It shouldn't feel like your 10K pace. Should be a little bit slower than that, but usually a bit faster than your half marathon pace. And 2 minutes jog between those two minutes, and then dive into the final 3 times 30 seconds, 90 second jog after those. Enjoy the workout, everyone. Let me know how it goes. Tag us in on social media and do fire through any training questions that you've got. Hayden@tempofit.org. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you later. Now, before you head off on your merry way, we would love to connect with you online. So be sure to sign up to the weekly newsletter at tempofit.org, and also #tempofitwow to join the conversation on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to tag us into your workouts at @runtempofit. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you've got value out of it, would you mind sharing it with a friend and giving us a little 5-star review? That helps us tremendously. Happy running, everyone.